from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. If you've ever tried to reach customer support to report fraudulent activity on your Facebook page, you probably know how frustrating it can be. A bill working its way through Trenton right now aims to address that problem by requiring that social media companies provide a toll-free telephone number for those looking to report fraudulent activity. Assemblyman John Azzariti agrees that more needs to be done to fight fraud, but he thinks this measure is overstepping.
It's an imposition on a private business that I believe the state has no right to make. I also believe that it's going to increase lawsuits. And it's going to be not necessarily have the intended effect.
The bill passed the full assembly, but it has seen little action from the state senate. Do you need a real ID? Because starting this Friday, New Jerseyans can start making appointments for the Motor Vehicle Commission's Real ID Thursdays initiative. Beginning on March 20th, licensing centers across the state will focus on issuing real IDs on Thursdays in an effort to meet demand. The move is expected to add 4,500 new appointments for each Real ID Thursday. Appointments can be made at mjmvc.gov. And swearing is linked to increased pain tolerance. And here's how we know.
Say the word, you'll be free. A 2009 study out of Keele University in England found that people who swear when experiencing pain had not only increased pain tolerance, but also saw a decrease in perceived pain. The researchers carried out other studies over the years showing that using a real swear word showed decreased pain perception, but not a made-up word. The effect seems to also carry over in other languages. I'm Michael Kastner.
Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And hey, more sun soon? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. Now, New Jersey Fact.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather will continue to have a mainly clear sky for tonight. Lows between 35 and 40. So you'll need a jacket probably first thing tomorrow, but you probably won't need it for long. It's going to be another warm day with lots of sunshine. We'll turn breezy in the afternoon, highs in the mid to upper 60s. There will be an elevated brush fire risk tomorrow due to the gusty winds, low humidity, and the recent dry conditions over the past several days. And mainly clear tomorrow night, lows will be close to 40. Mild Wednesday, a little cooler though with some sun, highs in the low to mid 50s. I'm Brian Thompson.
We've got 50 degrees in Belvedere, 54 degrees in Old Bridge, 56 degrees Burlington. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.